This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And Cancer Council SA are going to be building a new centre in the city, which could mean good things for cancer patients having to travel from the regions. I'm joined by Chief Executive of Cancer Council SA, Lincoln Sias. How are you this morning, Lincoln?
Well, thanks, Jordan. How are you?
I'm not too bad. So can you tell me about this this project?
So this project's been around about 10 years in the making. We already have accommodation for guests that need to travel from the region to Adelaide for treatment. And that accommodation we've had for about 30 years plus, so it's getting old and tired. The new building is a strategic initiative where we are building a new five-storey building to accommodate 120 rooms of accommodation, plus integrate our workforce of our prevention, support and research people into the same building. And the whole idea is to not only upgrade the accommodation for those regional guests that need to travel to Adelaide, but also provide that integration so that our workforce have the bump factor to be able to communicate directly with and associate with the people we are directly helping.
Hmm. So how many people a year would Cancer Council already house from the regions that need to travel to the city?
Yeah, so in the last financial year, the lodges provided more than 30,000 nights of accommodation to regional and remote South Australians, and that included 5,500 nights to the York and Mid-North region. So depending on regions, it varies, but if we're talking around the sort of Port Pirie area, 5,500 room nights.
Hmm. So it sounds pretty busy then. How much more could this this new facility, I guess, hold or be used for?
Yeah, so what we've done is replicate the existing capacity. So the 120 rooms is what we have at the moment. The reason we've done that is because even though the incidence of cancer is increasing, the treatment modalities are changing. Now, ideally, we'd love to see more treatment out in the region so it avoids the need for people to have to travel and you know, move away from their support networks. But Adelaide being a city centre state, most of the major surgery and radiotherapy is conducted in Adelaide. So what we hope for is that whilst incidence is increasing, the incidence of having low-level and medium-level chemo chairs out in the regions will take some of the strain off us for people having to travel to Adelaide, and then we'll just watch the different modalities of treatment going forward to ensure that we have sufficient accommodation to support those people that do need to travel.
Hmm. And because travelling is such a large part of it, do we know how much more expensive it is to be a cancer patient in the regions compared to city?
Yeah, there is a lot of financial toxicity, is what we refer to. Rural people are disadvantaged because of the disparities of both distance travel and the cost of doing things. And some recent research came out, which I can't put my fingers on right now, but the crux of the research was that those people in the region sometimes make decisions to reduce their treatment or not continue their treatment for financial reasons. Cancer Council, with our accommodation, provides a home away from home experience where people come using the PATS, which is the Patient Assisted Transport Scheme subsidy, to use to accommodate them while they're here. And whilst they're in our facility, we have other supportive services such as social work, social workers to help those people on site, and transport to treatment to avoid, again, the distress of having to navigate your way around Adelaide Rose to get yourself to treatment. So the whole idea of that, our accommodation, is to provide that home away from home and to reduce the distress of having to come to Adelaide.
And when can we expect the new lodging and the new building to be completed by?
Yeah, so demolition has started on the site, and it's a 14-month construction period. So we're looking at May 2022 for practical completion of the building. And then once it's commissioned, we're hoping it's going to be up and ready to take guests in June. I just want to state, though, that during that time of construction, the two existing lodges will remain open for accommodation. So we're not disadvantaging. We'll continue our accommodation in our lodges. And once the new facility is built, transfer over, and then we'll sell those existing lodges to fund the program.
How well supported has this project been from the state government?
Oh, very well supported. So this is a $31 million build, and we approached the state government for financial assistance because we were ready to push the button pre-COVID, and then COVID came along and we just took stock to reevaluate what it might do to our fundraising and the like. So we approached the government, and the state government was very generous in giving us a $10 million contribution towards the build. So what that allows us to do is preserve some of the money we were going to put into the project and use the investment income as sustainable income going forward to fund the services and programs that we deliver.
And how has, I guess, now that COVID largely in South Australia has been managed, how has fundraising efforts been going since?
Look, very good. We certainly saw a dip during COVID because mass participation events like our Australia's Biggest Morning Tea and Relay for Life took a bit of a hit, and it's very hard to switch those to a virtual event when they are a mass participation event where people love to gather, give and donate. What we're seeing now is we're starting to go back to pre-COVID levels, and there certainly is a hunger amongst people to actually reconnect and communicate. As human beings, we are sociable animals. So, you know, we love to get together, to hug, to, you know, touch, to feel, so to be in the presence of others. So what we're noticing now with leading into our next Australia's Biggest Morning Tea in May and June this year and the most recent relays we've had, we're certainly getting good indications of registrations and good financial support.
No worries. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Lincoln.
I really appreciate it, Jordan, and thank you for the time for allowing me to speak to your listeners.
That was Lincoln Size, Chief Executive with Cancer Council SA on your Classic It's Breakfast.